the verse. Very beautiful pastime of Radha and Krishna. Samgatyapi mahotsavena madara karam ridhi prayasha svachayam avivikshya koshtubha mano sambhutta shoka krudha utkshipta priyapani tishta sunayet yuktva gataya bahihi sakye sasra nivedanani kimaham shoshyami te radike. Translation. When, O Radhe, just after you meet Shyam at the beginning of your love festival, will I hear you sarcastically tell Krishna, O knower of morality, stay away from me. Then I will see you push away Krishna's hand before you storm out of the kunj to go angrily lament to your girlfriends with tear-filled eyes. And when you meet them, you'll say, there's another girl there in the kunja and Krishna's embracing her right in front of me. Although it's actually Radharani's reflection in Krishna's Kaustubha gem. So we had some introduction yesterday and discussed some interesting points about the spiritual reality. Now we'll go through the line by line. Samgatyapi mahotsavena madara karam riti prayasha. The verse starts off very wonderfully and very positively and very beautifully. But then it ends up, it takes a turn. That's the way love moves. There's so many emotions in love. So samgatyapi mahotsavena. So first thing is samgatyapi is sangha. When Radha and Krishna meet, what happens? It's a festival. Utsav. Utsav means a festival. And utsav means music. Utsav means dancing. Utsav means eating. Utsav means laughing and enjoying. Many things. And maybe some talks in a spiritual paramarthic utsav, there'll be some philosophical discussions. But with Radha and Krishna, it's only Leela. And they're sitting in the kunja in Radha Kunda and Madhyan Leela. And they have discussions. But what type of discussions? They're called Surata Katamritam. Surata Katamritam. It's the intimate talks between lovers. Surata. So they have their kata. So that's a festival. Radha and Krishna dance, and they eat, and they play, and there's music. And then there's talk. And sometimes when they're in Madhyan Leela Radhakund, they say, hey Tota, hey Shuka, glorify Radharani's gun, Radharani gun mahima, shuniye. Krishna wants to hear. He's lying on the flower bed with Radharani, relaxing and reclining. And all around him are sakis and mandris. Someone's fanning, someone's offering tambul, someone's offering a drink. And everyone's just... all eyes are on Krishna and Radharani. Everyone's, all the sakis are there. Very sweet family moment. The Madhurya family. The sakis, mandris, and Krishna and Radha. And this particular juncture of their leela. And so Krishna sees a parrot comes in the tree, in the kadamba tree, and starts singing. Krishna says, hey, glorify my Radharani. So then he starts speaking the qualities of Radharani. So that's part of the festival. Hear some Harikata. And here, in this case, Krishna doesn't want to hear Harikata. Krishna wants to hear Radhakata. And Radha wants to hear Harikata. And we want to hear Radha Krishna Yugal Kata. We want to hear about both of them. So here it starts off, it's Samgatyapi Mahotsavena. Madhur. Madhur Karam Riti Prayasha. What's happening is it's telling in the first line is saying, there's a meeting, the two lovers, it's a very sweet meeting, and they're coming together, the beloved, my heart's, my riddhi priya, My really priya becomes preya. My really preyasa means my heart beloved, the beloved of my heart, or what they say in the West, my sweet heart. You've heard? No, maybe not. India. But so, oh, she's my sweetheart. I mean, maybe that's antiquated and really indicates how old I am, which is really old. But anyway, there were times when people had sweethearts. Now hearts are not very sweet in general. But they're meeting, samgatyapi mahotsi mana, mutter, they're meeting together. My heart's beloved, I'm meeting him, and now it's a festival. So it's very joyous, happy. Festivals are time to enjoy. Ulas. And it's going nice. Line one is very nice. Radha and Krishna are meeting in a kunj. It's her heart's beloved. This is, and then how it develops then. Line two is even. Then line two, the plot thickens. Let's see if there's anything about line one that is taken here. Oh, there's some note here. Where is that note? C-A. Where's A? When Radha and Krishna meet at the beginning of their love festival, what makes it so festive? C-A. But I don't see A. I see L. Who wrote these notes anyway? Oh, it means line A. Oh, it means the word. Oh. There's two different people here in one body. Oh, I already discussed. Anyway, it's what makes it. What? Anyway, so I think we covered that. Oh, I have some points. Okay, then. So now, that's the first line. So second line, Swachaya Mabiviksha Kostubha Mano. So, okay, that's also nice. That Radharani and Kostubha Mani, as we mentioned yesterday, Krishna wears a necklace around his neck, and in the many necklaces, one is a locket with Radharani's picture, painting a picture inside, her face or her form, you have to find out by your meditation. But Krishna is wearing Kostubha Mani, which is one of the distinguishing characteristics of Vishnu in the Vaikuntha planets. Only Vishnu wears Kostubha Mani, although so many of the men there have forearms and blue bodies and very opulent. It's very hard to tell. But the Kostubha Mani is a distinguishing characteristic of Bhagavan, Krishna, and Vishnu. So he has a Kostubha Mani, and they're very close. And what it says, Swachayam, it says that Swachayam Abhiviksha Kostubha Mano. Radharani is seeing her own reflection in this shining mirror-like surface of the Kostubha Mani. I mean, that's really a high-quality gem. You can put your tilak on with your finger ring. You can imagine. And that's inconceivable. So that's, what does it say here? It says, and then Radharani says, swa chaya. Chaya means, of course, shadow, but it can also mean reflection. Swa means, I'm seeing my own in the Kostubha Mani. And what happened after that? Then, sambhuta means it creates something. Sambhuta shok krod. When Radharani saw herself reflected in that Kostubha Mani around Krishna's neck in a very confidential, in the kunja, and they're about to begin a Shringar Otsav, a love, an erotic love festival, there's sweet intimacies, and everyone's excited, and the Manjaris are happy. Everyone's so much ulas, because this is the climax. This is the climax of their whole seva, all the duties, the messengers and the arrangers and the abhisarika paricharinis, all the maidservants that escort Radharani on her love for her love trias to meeting with Krishna. And they overcome all obstacles, and they snuck out of the house, and they bewildered the relatives and made up all kinds of alibis and excuses. And they got through the forest in the rain and in the mud and whatever season it is. Now finally the divine couple are together. This is the final. And they're saying, oh, now everything is going nice. There's no one here, no disturbances, no obstacles. The divine couple are in the kunja. It's a sangha utsav. Samgatyapi means sangha. Sangha mahotsav, madura. It's a very sweet meeting of the divine couple. Lila yugo. Our meeting there in the kunja, very sweet and divine. And everyone's just anticipating it's going to get better and better from here. Sweeter and more intimate and more fulfilling to both Radha and Krishna. And that's the purpose of the Sakhi's lives, and that's the purpose of the Mandri's lives. See Radha pleased. Anukhoyena Krishnanu Shinodanam Bhakti Uttamam. Anukhoyena Krishnanu. Let them be pleased and happy. And then, going this way, and all of a sudden it turns this way and goes backwards. It's an utsav, joy, happiness. And all, how do you have shok and krudha in a festival? What is shok and krudha? It's a festival of happiness, joy, meeting my friends, being with my lovers and friends, family members, and there's food and good music and what beautiful weather. We couldn't have asked for a better day for a festival. Usually it's raining on Rath Yatra, but the sun is shining brightly, and it's all positive, everyone's happy. And then the wheel breaks on the Rath Yatra cart. Uh-oh. So now the flow of the Leela is going to come to a Tusami. There's going to be a tidal wave in the Leela, because this line one was great. And line two is terrible. So what happens is Radharani sees this reflection and she becomes angry. When you look in the mirror in the morning and put on your tilak, do you become angry? No, you think, hey, I'm cool. I didn't know I was so cool. Wow, I'm really cool. Everyone thinks that. You know, oh! And break the mirror, you know, get angry at the mirror. She's becoming krudha, and then she starts lamenting. Then that's line two. Now it's turned very sour. With so much, line one is madur. Madurakaram is all very sweet. And now, it's sweet. Someone put salt in the sweet rice. Well, you know, the first cup was good, but then when they served the balance, it was full of salt. Ay, yuck, what happened? Oh, that was another bucket, you know, I think, I don't know, spaced out. So now this beautiful madhur has become, whatever you say, sour. How do you say sour? Katin. Kata. Kata. This is madhur has become kata. Sweet has become sour. And that's a very common phrase we've probably heard at least once in our life and maybe experienced more. What is so sweet turns so sour. It happens to the best of them. Rich, beautiful, influential. Sweet becomes sour. It can't but be, because this is dvandva. It can't but be in this world of reality. It's a duality. Can't escape it. You can't fly forever. You have to land sometime. So we see that she sees her reflection, and what happens now? What's the response? So this is all so many different aspects of rasa here. There's the udipan, the stimulant. There's the vibhava lamban, and the lamban prema shraya radha and the prem vishaya krishna, and the udipan vibhava lamban, and then vibhava udipan is the setting, the place, the kunja, and the flower bed, and everything that goes to make the setting and support and exciting factors of the Leela. And then following that, then there's Anubhavas, and then there's Sattvic Bhavas, and Sanchari Bhavas. All these four mixing and moving as waves and eddies, currents, and whirlpools and waves in the ocean of one's Stayurati, his or her fixed relationship with Krishna. So this is, there's some wave has come, because shok is a sanchari bhav, shok and anger. So there's a wave that comes in the ocean of happiness. Sometimes in the ocean of happiness comes a wave of unhappiness or lamentation. So now Radharani, she now that emotion arises in the heart due to some factor. What's the Udipan here in this Leela? Her reflection. There's a Kostubha Mani in her reflection. So seeing her reflection, that's the excitant factor. Udipan. Udipan. Uto. Something that rises, something that excites, stimulates, it's a catalyst. So then she sees that. It's just her Swachayam. It says Swachayam. Saraswati Pada is saying Swachayam Abhiviksha. Kostubha Mano. So there's a glance, my glance and your gem. And then I'm seeing something, and then I'm responding. So first I'm seeing and taking some input into my senses, and then it's processed in my mind and registered in my heart, and then there's a reaction, and that's the sanchari, anger, krodh. And then there may be some physical movements also, and then that's the sattvic, you know, crying or trembling. So then line three, Ukshipta priya panitishta sunayet uktva gataya bahi. Uktva she gataya bahi. She was inside the kunj, now she ran outside the kunj, Radharani left. So here, this is line three, and let's see what we have here in the Sanskrit. And it seems like this is better over here. In Sanskrit, it says, seeing the... Oh, no. Where is it? Ukshipta. So when she saw, when Radharani saw Krishna, Ukshipta means the whole, that this whole combination of ut and shipta means to reject, to throw away, to push away. There's a verse in the Gita, 16th chapter, maybe 23rd verse or so. Yashastravidim utsrija. Yashastravidim utsrija vartate kamakarata. It says the people that are lusty and want to do their own thing. Yashastravidim utsrija. Shastravidhi, the rule and law and recommendations of Shastra, they utsrija. They throw it out. Ah! If it feels good, do it! And enjoy. So this is utsrija. So this utsrija, this is utkshipta, the Radharani, utsriksha priyapani. So priya, of course, is, in this case, Krishna. So Radharani with her hand, pani means hand in Sanskrit, with her hand, so first the emotion comes, and then there's, then anubha, so that emotion was mixed in her madhura rati, her stai rati. What emotion? Shok and krodh. Lamentation and anger. And that lamentation, anger, created a wave. And that's called a sanchari. And that wave started agitating the ocean of her madhurya ras, the ocean of her conjugal love. It started becoming agitated by that shok, lamenting. She's lamenting and angry. And then how does she express it? Physically. And that's an anubhav. Anubhav, following the bhav. I mean, rasa tattva is not so... we live it. We're in it. We're having anubhavas, we're having sancharis. I don't know about sattvic bhavas, trembling, hair standing in. Go to Mangalarti and have a few dogs chase you and bark. See if your hair stands on end. You'll feel something. Your scalp will get tight, which when your scalp gets tight, the muscle gets tight and makes the hair stand up. That's what it means. Standing of hair means first there's a tightening of the skin, contraction of the muscles. Right? Unless your muscles contract, you can't stand. Anyway, that's not an anatomy course. Don't mind. Some of my previous studies are coming out. MBBS in medicine. Forgive me. I'm just trying to help you understand a little bit. So now so here we have anubhav, we have sanchari bhav, we have vibhav, and so sattvic bhav. Sattvic bhav is those astra-sattvic vikars. So those are crying and this and that. And that's going to come when she meets her girlfriends. So first it's, get out from here! Ukshipta priyapani. She just pushes, hey, don't touch me. It's Krishna and Radharani face to face on a flower bed in the Kunj, surrounded on all sides by Sakis and Mandris, serving or observing, and encouraging and helping and nourishing. As it's told in Adi Lila, chapter 4, that the Sakis and Mandris, they expand and nourish. The word in Bengali is nourish. They make the pastimes of Radha and Krishna's intimacies more flavorful, more tasteful, and more fulfilling, nourishing, is the way it's translated in English. So, ukshipta priyapani tishta suniyit. So then, it says, with her hand she pushes her beloved away, and she says, wait! She says, wait, sunaya. Apparently in Sanskrit, sunaya, oh, okay, sunaya. She says, tishta sunaya, just wait, O knower of morality. Sunaya means morality. In other words, just wait. Pushes, and Krishna's like, what's happening here? And everything was Sangha Mahotsava Madura. Very nice Sanskrit, very beautiful description of a beautiful meeting. The lover and the beloved, Priya Priyatam. Together, bliss, happiness, and then station break, break my heart, break my head. What happened? Krishna's like, what now? Women are so temperamental. I don't know what his response was. I mean, he's not Lokic like me, but he was just like, Krishna, they're sitting there and they're talking, and then Krishna, you know, extended his hand, you know, to make a loving gesture, put on the shoulder or whatever. Get out from here. Oh, knower of morality, you're so moral, you're so... In other words, she's saying, oh, you're so loyal, you're so chaste, and you love me so much. In other words, you don't know what morals are. You're a total cheater and a rascal. And then, what happens? Uktva gataya mahi. Says, that means like, having said this, gataya bahi. She runs outside. So these are all the anubhavas, the physical expressions expressed through the body of the position of the mind and heart. So he runs outside to what? To take shelter. Where do angry girls go? They go to their girlfriends to complain about their boyfriends or husbands or whatever. So she's a girl. Beautiful at that. 14. Such a soft heart. Remember when you were 14? Now you're 17. Not long ago. Very soft, tender heart. And Radharani is angry. Krishna says, what did I do? What did I do? I put fresh tilak on. And I have fresh sandalwood paste. And I have a beautiful shining yellow chadar and dhoti, and you know, I've just washed, shampooed my hair this morning, and the coward boys brushed it, and it was so nice, and tied a top knot. And my mother gave me a new pearl necklace, and I thought I looked really beautiful and really sweet and charming. That Radharani would say, "Wow, what have you look so great? You're really dressed up." You know? So then Krishna say, maybe she doesn't like this necklace, or she doesn't like my new pearl necklace and my top knot, or she doesn't like this my Gauruchan tilak. She'd rather that I have Kasturi tilak. Why is she's shook and crude? Radharani's angry, crowed, ati crowed, and she's lamenting shok. Ukshipta priyapani tishta suniyet. She's Ukshipta Pani Priya. She pushes her beloved away with her hand. Says, get out of here, O knower of morality. Sunaya Uktwa. She says, O knower of morality. And then she storms out of the Kunj. Uktwa Gataya Bahi. So where does she go? She goes to her Sakhi Sangha. Sakhiyam. Oye, Lalita. Vishaka. Vishake. Lalite. So then there are right and left-hand men, you know. My right-hand man, my left-hand man, is, you have Lita on the left. You can cry on Lita's shoulder. And she goes out and puts her arms around both Lita and Shaka. Sakya, Sakye Sasra Nivedani, Nivedanani. What does Nivedan mean? Huh? Louder? Oh, request, yeah. Kimaham Shoshyami Te Radike. Oh, this is the prayer of Saraswati Pad. Because he's seeing this and he's praying. He's saying, oh, when will I hear this? I want to hear this, Radharani. I'm seeing this in my meditation. I'm meditating in Siddha Sarup and at the level of Prema. I'm in my Manjari Sarup and I'm seeing this Leela, how it started off very sweet, Sangha Mahotsavina Madhura, very sweet meeting of Radha and Krishna, Priya Priyatam. The Riddhi Priya, my beloved heart of my life. Then what happened? Line 2. Some devotees came late. Line 2, Radharani's face to face with Krishna on a flower bed, surrounded by Sakis and Manjaris at the beginning of their Sringarutsav, or their Surata Mahotsav, their wonderful loving pastimes. And Radharani is looking at Krishna and admiring Krishna's beautiful glossy chest and beautiful sweet form, Rupa Madhurya, and his Prema Madhurya. She's feeling the sweetness of Krishna's Prema in her heart, and she's perceiving the sweetness of Krishna's form, Rupa Madhurya, Prema Madhurya. And she already knows the Vena Madhurya, because the Vena Madhurya's sweet song of the Vena was calling, Radha, Radha, come, Radha. So Radharani heard the flute and she came to the Kunj. They're sitting in the Kunj. But then she's looking at Krishna, anticipating a wonderful Madhura Otsav. It says, Sangha Mahotsavena Madhura. And she sees in Krishna's Kostubha Mani, the beautiful red ruby around his neck, she sees something there. Kostubha Mani is a very extraordinary money. Money means jewel. Inside the Kostubha Mani is the form of every jiva. Every single jiva is inside the Kostubha Mani. I've made many inquiries to try and understand what it is. Because Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and other acharyas, when they're describing, they often say that. All of Krishna's whole leelas are inside his Kostubha Mani. And this Swapna Vilas Amritam by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. Radharani dreams of a golden boy and all these whole things. She experiences Gaur Leela in her dream. And she asked Krishna, she said, oh, I saw this golden boy and I felt, I was so attracted. But then I thought it was you, but how could it be you because he was golden? This is a long, long pastime. But then Krishna was smiling when she woke up and Radharani was revealing her dream, or Swapna Vilas Amritam, this pastime in a dream. Then Krishna was just smiling, glancing like this and smiling. Because he knew everything. He knew what it was all about. Because it's one of his forms and leelas. Nitya leelas and nitya rupam. So then Radharani just followed Krishna's eyes. He was looking down and she saw in it. She looked in his Kostubha Mani and she saw in Krishna's Kostubha Mani. Hey, yeah, that's it. And Krishna illuminated the entire pastime in his Kostubha Mani. And I've read in other parts of Shastras where all the jivas are there. It's a very mystical, extraordinary thing. So Radharani saw something in that Kostubha Mani, and her response, her anubhav to that, not her anubhav, but a Sanchari Bhav. Sanchari Bhav was Shoka Kruda. Swachayam. What did she see inside that ruby sitting on Krishna's beautiful broad chest? She saw Swachayam, so Chayam Abhiviksha. She saw her own reflection. She saw herself in Krishna's Kostubha Mani, and what was the Sanchari that rose in her mind and heart? She became angry. Oh! Very angry, and started lamenting, and she stormed out of the Kunj, pushed Krishna's hand, get away from here, pushed his hand away, and ran out. And she confided in her Sakis. And then it says she went outside to her friends, sasra, with tear-filled eyes, and then she spoke. And that's all the verse is telling. That's it. And the whole point, and of course, we'll discuss some other points, but what she was seeing is her own sweet form. She saw herself. And as we will see here in this in description of the Leela here by Srila Anantadas Babaji Maharaj, in his commentary on this Radha Rasa Sunanidhi 247, that this is an example because we discussed yesterday 246. And in 246, Krishna became bewildered because Krishna saw two amazing things and he became bewildered. And Radharani and Krishna became so bewildered when he saw those two amazing things, he started praying to Radharani, please make me a sakhi. Oh, Radharani, please make me a sakhi. And Radharani's looking at him, are you all right? Your mind is correct? And he's praying like that. That was yesterday. So he had that darshan of Krishna becoming bewildered, and then he again entered into dhyana and meditation, Saraswati Pad. And now he saw Radharani being bewildered by Krishna. And this is what happens. This is the nature of praying Vibram. Vibram. Brahm, Brahm, Vibram. Completely bewildered. Love is so intense and so magical and so variegated and appearing in newer and newer ways at every moment that even a lover becomes bewildered in the presence of the beloved. There's no other distraction. There's no other obstacles. There's no other impediment. They're meeting right there, face to face, in the ideal perfect setting of an utsav, mahotsav, sangha madhura mahotsav. Nothing sweeter, nothing better. The birds are chirping, the parrots are in the trees, the quail, the cuckoo's there in the trees, and the parrot in the cage in the corner, manjubhashini. Everything is there, adjusted. Perfect adjustment, perfect orchestration by the manjris and sakis for the festival of love, festival for Leela Yugal to enjoy. And then, unbelievable turn of events. Radharani becomes crowed, angry, and starts lamenting. She runs out. And then what does she tell the sakis? He's not telling us. Of course, the commentary is telling, which we'll read that whole port, that Leela also. But she tells the sakis. So she's really bewildered. Because yesterday we heard, or last couple of days, how Krishna was with Radharani in the same intimate setting. And he was appreciating her beauty and how she was so ornamented and decorated in such an attractive, sweet, and fragrant, attractive, sweet, and beautiful way. And he was all excited and happy and satisfied with the darshan of Radharani. Then he saw, because Radharani is so much lavanya, so much radiant, with you, as I mentioned, the radiance of youth and the radiance of love and the radiance, so much radiance, our natural radiance, svabhavika radiance, or this kanti, right? Radharani's kanti. So Krishna saw in her breasts and her kucha, he saw two beautiful boys in divara rupam. They had the color of a blue lotus flower. And he saw these two boys and he said, oh, Radharani, it's amazing. I'm seeing two beautiful boys here. And they're embracing you. And I'm so attracted to them. These two beautiful boys are bluish in color like me and they're so fortunate that they're embracing you. And I want to request something of you. Radharani, please, I beg you, I have a prayer. Will you please turn me into a sakhi? Will you please turn me into a sakhi like you? And then you and I, when we become two sakhis, we can embrace these two beautiful blue boys. So that, what is that? What is that? That means crazy. That means Vibram, praying Vibram, totally bewildered. So all you know, this Radharani was totally amazed at seeing Krishna's bewilderment. She was laughing quietly, but not to embarrass Krishna too much. He'll be very embarrassed in a few moments, but not at this juncture. So Krishna doesn't storm out of the kunj and take shelter of his coward boys because there are none around. Maybe they are, but he stays right there, just lost, lost in his own reverie and his own lamentation, or not lamentation, but I mean his own illusion of love. And the sakis and mantris are all covering their faces and laughing under their chuneries, you know, this veil. They're covering their faces and laughing like anything. So then, again, Saraswati Pad meditates. Now he sees Radharani. Because just as much as Krishna becomes bewildered by Radharani's charm and sweetness and love, Radharani becomes bewildered by Krishna. So this is back-to-back bewilderment. Two verses about bewilderment. First Krishna, then Radha, and then the third one is us. Because when we hear about it, we become bewildered. When we read it, we become more bewildered. This is God? This is Lakshmi Devi's supreme original form, is Radha, the goddess of the origin of all the goddesses of fortune. Lakshmi Mai, Sarva Lakshmi Mai Radha. She's bewildered by a mere reflection of herself. It seems innocuous enough, simple enough. I'm just looking at a jewel, seeing my reflection. Ah! Who are you anyway? You shameful person. I've overcome so many obstacles. The biggest one is named Jatila. There's a little one like her named Kutila. And there's a really angry, nasty person that always lives with the cows named my husband. Abhimanyu. What to speak of all the thorn bushes and cobras and scorpions and everything in the forest at night, and I've run all the way down here to be with you. And now, right in front of me, don't you have... You're shameless. You dirt. You dirt. You kapat. You're embracing another girl right in front of me. That's what she told the sakis. Did you see, Lalita? Did you see? Right, he's an unabashed liar. He's just such a debauch. How audacious and bold. And the sakis are saying, hey, little sister, cool down. Sister means tell saki. Cool down, it's okay, it's all right. And they embrace her and touch her head. It's okay, Radharani. Krishna's watching inside like, Radha, what did I do? And then Krishna thought, I should throw away this, I should take off this Kaustubha money and throw it in the Yamuna forever. I never want this to happen again. I never want to cause distress to Radharani. Why should Radharani experience shok and krodh? Shok and krodh, lamentation, anger. Because of me? Because of her mother-in-law, okay, lament and be angry. And your husband, okay, lament and be angry. But not me. I'm your priyatam. I'm your beloved. So this is the inconceivable pastimes of the Lord. Achintya. Kalu achintya natarkena. This is Kalu. It's told in Mahabharata and quoted in other places in our Shastra that by argument tarkena, we cannot understand the achintya lilas of the Lord. We hear them, we relish them, and someday we hope to meditate and serve and take part in them by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga and Vaishnavas. This is basically what little discussion there is on this verse from what I can see. But in this... we can read in this commentary what it's telling here. Where does it start? Let's see. Acha. All right, here's where it is. Right in the beginning, because there's some introduction here, some philosophical points already discussed. In the beginning of the love play of Swamini, Sangha Mahotsavena Madhura, She sees her own reflection in the glittering Kostuba gem on Krishna's chest. And Radha becomes very angry and upset, thinking that another girl is sporting with Krishna right before her eyes. Krishna obviously is very disappointed to see her dissatisfaction and anger. Swamini rejects Krishna right at the beginning of their love play. She takes his hand and throws it away from her body and says, "Don't touch me." Then Sham asks Radharani, "Why is she so angry? Why are you so angry?" First she became angry, and then Krishna went to pacify her anger. And they're just sitting, looking at each other, talking, just meeting at the beginning on the flower bed, and just admiring each other's beauty and sweetness and love coming from each other's eyes and radiance in their faces and mutual glances. And the sakis are all, it's a very upbeat moment. Everyone's feeling so much ulas, the sakis and mandris, all. Oh, everything's going so smoothly, beautifully. Such a beautiful, sweet meeting of the divine couple. And then Krishna sees Radharani, he's becoming angry and saying, and he doesn't say, she says, "Oh, Sunaya, Tishta Sunayet." She says, "Oh, knower of morality, like you immoral, unchaste, disloyal person." And Radharani speaks this to Krishna, then he's thinking, what, you know, and he reaches his hand out, "What is wrong? Why are you speaking like this?" And Krishna wants to touch her, Radharani, to pacify her. She throws Krishna's hand away and then says, "Don't try to flatter me." Then "Don't try to flatter me. Just go enjoy yourself. I'm leaving." And then Radharani runs out of the kunj to meet with her girlfriends. "Go somewhere else and enjoy yourself." Observing all this and hearing all these exchanges and understanding everything, the Kinkris laugh very silently. The Sakis are surprised to see Radharani coming out of the kunja, because the Kinkris are inside the kunja, the maidservants, mandris. They're right there watching it all. So then the Sakis are outside on the veranda nearby. The Sakis are surprised to see Srimati coming out of the kunj at the very beginning of her festival of love. And they see what, and she, they see that she, there's anger all over her face and her eyes are red. And she's fuming with anger, as they say. And they see her so angry with, and then she has tear-filled eyes. Her eyes are full of tears. It says Sasra. Sasra means tear, Sasra means tear-filled eyes in Sanskrit. And they see her like this. And then she tells, "Oh, Sakis, this king of debauchees is embracing another girl right in front of me. How can I tolerate this?" The Sakis say, "Radhe, we've been standing right here at the door of the kunj all the time, and we didn't see any other girl come in here before you got here or after you got here. We think you must have been hit by some wave of illusion while you were swimming in the ocean of love." Very nice, beautiful analogy. The ocean, there's the ocean, as you know, many must have experienced. And sometimes waves are coming, and sometimes they actually hit you right in the face or knock you right down on your backside and you go tumbling along the bottom. All of us must have experienced that. So this is a beautiful analogy. The mandris, the sakis are saying, "I think you were hit by a wave of illusion, wave, a taranga, moha taranga. While you were swimming in the ocean of love." Then Srimati hears that, but she doesn't agree. She says, "No, It's not like that. I saw this other girl with my own eyes. Abhiviksha. I saw with my own eyes. So how could I? How are you saying I'm illusion then? And this now, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Tungavidya, Rangadevi, Sudevi, Champaklata, they're all looking at each other back and forth. And the samshay comes in their hearts. This is a sanchari bhav. Some doubt enters their heart of their madhur, their sweet love for Radharani, their Radhasneha, or Samasneha, whatever Sakis may be situated. And they start to doubt, well, wait a minute, Radharani is so convinced and so sure that she saw another Sakhi. Because they are saying, oh, this is some illusion, your Prem Vibram, this is a wave, a taranga, and your Prem Vibram, but then Radharani said, no, I saw myself. I saw this other girl myself with my own eyes. I'm not blind, I don't wear glasses. And then the Sakhi said, wait a minute, our Swamini, our Ishvari, she's our Ishvari, she's our Swamini, she's the leader. She's the leader of all the Sakhis. Okay, Lalita's Yuteshri, she's Yuteshri, but Radharani's a Paramyuteshri. They're all surrendered their lordship of their gun to Radharani. She's the supreme Yuteshri, the Ishvari of everyone. What to speak of Krishna and everyone. So when she's dead sure and dead certain that she saw another gopi, then the Sakhis became doubtful. Well, what do you think, Lalita? And they're all looking. Maybe some rival Sakhi dug a tunnel. Certainly didn't come through the Dwara. Didn't come through the Kunja Dwara, the gate of the Kunja. Maybe she dug a tunnel when we were outside and came in and surprised and went in and covered herself with flower petals on the flower bed. Then as soon as Krishna sat there, she threw off the flower petals and embraced him. And then we didn't notice that. And then when Radharani went into Kunj, it was too late. She already saw it. She was late. There was Krishna didn't wait. He just. So that's what they're thinking. The Sakhis are thinking in their mind. Gee, these Vipaksha Sakhis are very clever. In the future, we'll have to put guards all around the Kunja. We thought standing by the door was enough to stop any intruders from coming in. But we didn't anticipate they go to that extent of digging a tunnel. Chandravali is really serious. It's a lot of course, she didn't dig it. Her Manjari's, her Kinkari's dug the tunnel. At any rate, so now they don't really know what's going on in the Kunj, because the Sakhis can only know what's going on in the Kunj if they're there, and they're not. So who's inside the Kunj? Us, the Manjaris. So we're what they call eyewitness news report. ZTV. Right there we are. So then Lalita, although she's so grand and glorious and powerful and irreproachable, she has to humbly turn to Rupa Manjari and say, hey Rupa, hey Rupa, hey Tulsi, you're there with Radharani, that's on both sides. Was there some other Sakhi there? Was there another Sakhi there? So now they ask, that's what it says. They didn't understand what's going on, so then they told them, no, it's not like that. What happened was, Swachayam Abhiviksha Kostubamani. Swachayam Abhiviksha Kostubamani. In Krishna's Kostubamani, red ruby jewel on his neck, on his chest, dancing on his chest, Radharani saw Swachayam, her own chaya, shadow, but here translating reflection, Pratibimba. She saw her own reflection in a jewel, and she went, as you said, a wave of illusion did hit her. a Mohataranga, big time, a Tusami Mohataranga, whatever it is, Tusami. She got hit by a tidal wave, and that's why she immediately, all these sanchari bhavs of crowed and shoke and lamentation came out. And she ran out to confide in you and take shelter of you. So when the Sakis heard this report, actual factual report of how Radharani was bewildered by her own sweet and beautiful reflection, they laughed so much, they had so much fun, as it says here. Hearing this, the Sakis had so much fun. Then they brought Swamini back to Shyamasundara and made many more waves of laughter with them. And the fish-like hearts of the maidservants are swimming in this beautiful ocean of prem, prem samudra. So this fish-like hearts, they sound very funny in Hindi. Muchli, muchli, riddhi. Muchli, riddhi, magana, prem sindhu. Something like that. Add the verb. Magana means immersed in the prem sindhu, in the ocean of love, these muchly, muchly riddhi, the hearts of the mantris, the fish-like hearts. Sounds even strange in English, really. A fish-like heart. I don't want a fish-like heart. I don't mind bumblebee or something like that, but fish is so... Anyway, that's also sweet. And that analogy is used a lot by our Padakartas. Fish-like eyes and Meenakshi. And one of Radharani's names and her thousand names is Meenakshi. Keshavadrita mihina sharira jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare Keshavadrita mihina akshi. Wait, that's not it. Keshavadrita mihina akshi jaya radhe jaya radhe jaya radhe jaya radhe. So Radharani's name is Manini, but this is Meenakshi. So now Meenakshi has become Manini. Meenakshi Radha has become Manini Radha. Almost, she was one hair away from entering into Man. So still it's Sambhog Milan. Still it's just on the border of Sambhog Milan and Vira. Union and separation. And the Manjaris saved the day. Because the Sakis were bewildered when they heard Radharani's conviction that there's another Saki. And if there's another Saki with Krishna, what state does Radharani enter? Crowed, yes. Anger, and yes, shok, and yes, man. Manini Radha ki?
Yes.
Good morning. Manini Radha ki jai. Man Mandir ki jai. There's a whole temple. You can ask your friends when they come, have you visited the temple of anger? You can ask the husband. He said, that's why I came to India. My wife's in Germany. I left the temple of anger in Germany. You got it? A little slow. Especially if you're rushing, you'll never get it. you'll pay $1,000 to come to India to see the temple of anger, and all you have to do is wake up and look at your husband or wife. You wake up and look at your husband or wife and you have a live-in temple of anger. Especially if you don't give enough money. You see some heavy crowed. She asks for a lakh and you give half, then you're, look out. Oh, these are some of the beautiful, you should come to Vrindavan. Did you visit Banki Bihari? Oh yeah. Did you see Radharaman? Oh yeah. You went to Sevakunj? Yeah. Nidhiban? Yeah. Did you see the temple of anger? No, where's the temple of anger? That's Man Mandir. Man Mandir means the temple of anger. And Krishna had to do a lot of legal work to remove that anger. He had to do a lot of legal work, a lot of false statements like most lawyers give. He had to do a lot of legal work to remove Radharani's man. You know what I mean by legal work? You know, bakio, what do they call it? Bakio? Lawyer. A lawyer stands before the judge and tells so many lies on behalf of his client. Somehow the judge gets bewildered and bamboozled, and he believes him and lets go of the criminal or whatever. So Krishna, he had to do a lot of legal work because he was slapped with the charges of infidelity. That's a heavy charge. You can go to jail for years for that. And Radharani's court, that's like hanging. If you get tried, if Lalita's a judge, Supreme Court judges Lalita. Now that's heavy opposition. So Krishna knew that if he wasn't able to get an out-of-court settlement, if he was not able to get an out-of-court settlement with Radharani, he would have to appear in the Supreme Court. And he knows if he comes before that judge, Lalita, it's finished. He tries to please his gate. Well, you know, I was late. I came at sunrise to meet Radharani in the Britta Nikunj, but, you know, it was my birthday. You know, of course, it's January. It was my birthday, and the Sakis are looking at your birthday in January? You know, you never heard of Janmashtami? You never heard of August or September? So already he's so totally bewildered by the loving embraces at Chandravali whom he just left. He said, "Oh, you know, it was my mother Yashoda kept me home. I couldn't get out all day. It was so many presents and everything. You know, it was Janmashtami." My God, you are so intoxicated. Guilty. Hang him. Jao. Go run with your cows, you Pashubuddhi Gopa. You Pashubuddhi Gopa. Jao. Pashubuddhi means you have a cow brain. So this is a girl, not a cow. This is Saki Radharani. So go play with your cows. You're not fit for Vrindavan Ishvari. Jao, Gopa! So Krishna does not want to face the music of Lalita. So he goes to Mangar. He meets first with Radharani to get an out-of-court settlement. He's the defendant, meeting the client, meeting whatever it is, I forgot. So he meets Radharani, you know, he's accused of infidelity. So he's pleading his case. Whatever it is, I get confused, who's who. I guess he's the defendant. And so they're alone in Man Kutir, Manini Radha. So Radharani is Meenakshi because when she met Krishna, she saw him, her eyes were dancing like a moving here and there. Oh, Krishna's so beautiful. And then almost if the Manjaris didn't come and explain to the Sakis, and then because Krishna will believe the Sakis. The Sakis didn't understand what's going on. So now Radharani, finally, they convinced her, please come. Lalita took her by the hand. It's like this. It's not another girl. It's only you. And Lalita brought them back. And then again, they met, and Sambhog was not broken. Their intimate meetings were not broken. There was no interference. It's not really interference, but no wave of viraha came in, no prem vaichitya, and no man. So it was steady sailing. You know, you're on the ocean liner, you're crossing the ocean, and all of a sudden there's some waves come and the boat is rocking. But then it doesn't sink. It rides through the waves and keeps on moving. So now there was a temporary break in the beautiful flow of the Sangha Mahotsava, Madhura. Because the first line started off so wonderfully sweet, and then turned a little sour, and now again the sweetness. So like they say, or like rather than they, means the Padakartas, and when they're writing Natya or Kavi, especially Natya, Sanskrit drama, they say Madhuram Samapayat. Madhuram Samapayat. Everything should end on a sweet note. So the Leela here, this Leela is ended on a sweet note. Although the verse itself is just leaves it like that. But our acharyas have entered deeply into these verses, and they're seeing the whole pastime. And this is one scene. This is, of course, there's many scenes. Well, then what happens next? And then next, and then next. This is the flow of the Leela. So here, she runs out and confides. She's crying. She has tear-filled eyes. She goes out and to her sakis. And then it just, curtains closed. That's the end of the drama. That's what the verse says. And all the next scenes, what's the scene after that? Does Radharani come out of illusion? Do Radha and Krishna meet again? Does Radharani pout and go home? Leave Krishna hanging, looking at his Kostuba money? What do you do? You know? But he can't take him off because that's his Nitya Shringar. So this is the acharyas have seen the next. They have seen the next scene, and they're writing about it and revealing it in their tikkas so that we can see the flow. And then, of course, now they go back and they meet. And then, what's that scene? Well, that's another scene. And so it goes on. This is how Leela comes. This is why they say it's swarasiki. Swarasiki. It moves according to your ras. Swarasiki. When, of course, our ras, what is our ras? Jada ras. Jada ras means just this stone-like emotions of the conditioned soul. Jada. But on the level of prema bhakti, then this swarasiki upasana or swarasiki meditation, they're just flowing. They're just going on. They're just going from one moment of Leela to another moment of Leela. That's why in 246 you saw one moment of the Leela, Krishna was bewildered. This may be in the same context of the same Leela. Krishna was bewildered, then he came out, then Radharani became bewildered by her reflection. So this is the nature of the pastimes. And so I shouldn't become any more bewildered myself because it's time to end the class. Shri Radha Rasudaniti Ki Jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Shri Radhe.